Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show podcast on the Cross Global Media Radio Network. Visit cgmradio.com/Bob to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform.
Welcome to the show. Our theme, Christianity and its relationship to politics and pop culture. Let's get things rolling. It's time now for another episode of Got to See the Irony with your old pal Bob. Australia began as a penal colony. Thanks to our enlightened government COVID restrictions, Australia is once again a penal colony. We've come a long way, mates. You've been listening to another episode of Got to See the Irony with your old pal Bob. I feel for Australians. Unfortunately, I feel for us too. I feel for America because we're headed the same direction, at least in many states, at least in many cities. Yes, we are headed that same direction in the present and in the future, if the Marxists running our country have anything to do with it. Speaking of the future, this just in, future news headlines we should be prepared to see. The movie Alien is being re-released under the title Undocumented Worker. Now, if you feel tempted to call me out as a racist just because I used some humor, keep in mind our Border Patrol agents, many of whom are themselves Latino, loved Trump, and many Mexican Americans voted for Trump both times because they realize we cannot have a country without a border. And they realize the issue is not immigration that people object to, it's illegal immigration. And Biden has, for all intents and purposes, taken us to the brink of a borderless society with many people coming into our country untested for COVID, which means these undocumented people are granted more freedom at the moment than Americans. Similar to the people rushed out of Afghanistan. And look, I wanted to see some of those people escape Afghanistan, but we don't know who all of them are. Many of them are people that our government is admitting openly they must be vetted, but they're being vetted at the other end. That's lingo for we're letting them to the country first, then vetting them, and the vetting is still not going on in all places. Some of these people have already committed acts of violence. And all of this means that when they say they are passing laws out of concern for our health, they are simply not telling us the truth. They are bold-faced liars. A borderless society is not conducive to safety. Letting people in without being tested for a deadly disease is not conducive to health. Is any of this rocket science? Telling the police to stand down is not being done for our health. Defunding the police is not being done for our health. But here is what Biden hopes to float our direction so that we will at least think he cares about our health. In a fantastic, loving, compassionate speech about the vaccine, he said, "We've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin." He also said, "My message to unvaccinated Americans is this: what more is there to wait for?" Good question, Joe. Let me see. What more? Oh, letting more facts come out, allowing debate to go on, allowing people to decide for themselves whether to take the vaccine, that kind of stuff. Anyway, that's not the way it's going to happen. 2.1 million federal employees were instructed to get the vaccine in the next 75 days or face termination of employment. Wow. Uncle Joe isn't kidding when he says his patience is wearing thin. Well, that's the government. That's government employees. But don't worry. If you're in the private sector, magnanimous Joe hasn't left you out. He's a very inclusive guy. He has included you. Before they tried to talk about rewarding us, it's turned to threats. Maybe people should have gone for the reward. I think they were going to send you an 8x5 glossy of Joe. Anyway, here it is. All companies, and now it's the private sector, all companies with 100 employees or more must now either get vaccinated or continually get retested for COVID. If not, heavy fines will be levied. Yes, this is the country we currently live in, not the country imagined by our forefathers, the country imagined by George Orwell, Huxley, My friends, nothing Biden does surprises me. You need to understand that. Nothing. I expected all of this because I have followed his career for many years. However, many were surprised, but since some are waking up, maybe we should review his lies. Maybe people are a little more open to listening to things he said and then comparing them with things he did. Not only him, mind you, but the leftist Marxists around him pulling his strings who try to sell themselves as liberals. A liberal, by the way, a liberal by definition believes in freedom, pushes back, pushes the envelope, challenges the status quo. Do you see any of that today by the leftists? There's a difference between leftists and liberals, but they like using words like liberal. They like using words like progressive. Anyway, let's review some of the lies. No, just some, not all. If we reviewed them all, this radio show would be a nonstop 24 hours without commercial break. And in a written version of this, my column for CDN, if I wrote that, well, I would have to submit a phone book length article if it included all the lies. So, not all, just some. Let's start with lies about the vaccine. That's the big news this week. He said before there would be no national mandate. Now, they can parse words and say, well, technically, it's not a national mandate because we're leaving it up to the private sector, but we're giving them this choice or we're giving them that choice. He has no right to tell the private sector what to do, period. He and the left have also, for the longest time, been screaming about the rights of women, their bodies, their choices. But that's not what they really believe, do they? As I said previously, when calling out Dan Rather, if they want to claim that the rights of our bodies stop when we take other people's bodies into consideration, then they have a lot to answer for regarding the bodies of unborn babies, and also babies born, actually born, infanticide. Our Democratic politicians voted against a bill designed to save the lives of newly born babies. Moving on, we'll continue with lies about Afghanistan. He said Americans will not be left behind. Well, everybody knows that many were. They're in the hundreds. Some estimate maybe as much as 1,000, and not just Americans, but many Afghanis who helped Americans. Taliban are going door to door, killing some, arresting others. They're doing all kinds of things. Be that as it may, even though our government abandoned these people, private military vets are trying to rescue the people themselves. They're hiring their own planes. They have received interference from our State Department. All hail the Abander-in-Chief. According to the chief, the evacuation of Afghanistan was an extraordinary success. Extraordinary success. Those were his words. Extraordinary success. Well, of course, we can see where it may not look that way, but you can be assured in your hearts that it was an extraordinary success. How do you know? How do you know it's an extraordinary success? Joe Biden and his team tell us so, silly. And this man has such a track record of integrity. His word is good as gold. Just ignore your lying eyes. Moving on from our lying eyes to his lying lips. At his inaugural address, he said he wanted to bring unity to the country. Very touching. Very moving. Not as moving as those days when he moved faster, at least when he was coming up behind a woman. And not as touching as when he touched and smelled those lucky women. But many media pundits were moved by the speech and touched by the speech. It's a whole new day. It's a whole new era. He's not going to write nasty tweets. No, not nasty tweets. He's just doing a lot of nasty things. But yeah, that speech, it was very moving. I wept. I wept when I heard his words. No, I didn't. I'm being sarcastic. I will say this. I felt like weeping, but not for the same reasons as some of the others. I felt like weeping, not because I have ever believed a single word that comes out of Uncle Joe's mouth. I wanted to weep for our country. It's still not a bad idea. A uniter. Sure he is. like the way he just united our country by separating us into the vaccinated and unvaccinated. But if you're really longing for unity, this is Bob Siegel uniting the obvious with the obvious.